From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bombing early Friday killed at least six policemen and wounded 10 others, including an area commander in southern Kandahar province. Local police sources, however, said the casualty toll was higher than the officially released figures. South Sudan's government and rebel groups have signed a new ceasefire agreement during a high-level forum to revitalize a 2015 peace deal. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
A ceasefire is scheduled to go into effect on Christmas Eve in conflict-ridden South Sudan after the country's government and rebel groups, as well as other signatories, signed a cessation of hostilities agreement in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, late Thursday. U.S. Institute of Peace visiting researcher Ali Virgi says there have been several ceasefire agreements since early 2014. However, he argues that they generally suffer from three main challenges: commitment, verification, and the ability to de-escalate conflict.
The most important of those problems is political commitment.
Tens of thousands of people have been killed in South Sudan, and more than 2 million people have fled the country since conflict broke out in December 2013. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Two Palestinians were killed Friday in clashes with Israeli forces. The Gaza's health ministry says the dead were protesting U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to name Jerusalem the capital of Israel. The fresh violence comes one day after a U.N. General Assembly resolution denounced the U.S. decision. The Palestinians say the United States is no longer a reliable partner in the peace process. In early afternoon trading, the U.S. markets are down. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pro-independence parties have won an absolute majority in elections in the Spanish region of Catalonia. The election was called after Madrid sacked the Catalan government and arrested many independence leaders following a disputed referendum in October. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Independence supporters gathered to celebrate the result, as the three pro-secessionist parties kept their overall majority by two seats. Party leaders demanded the release of the jailed independence leaders. Among those in exile is the former president of Catalonia, Carles Puigdemont, who fled to Belgium in October. In a defiant speech after the result, he pledged to return to Barcelona. For the first time, a pro-Spanish unity party, Ciudadanos or Citizens, won the vote, but was short of the numbers needed to form a government. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy had called on Catalan voters to restore normality. Instead, they overwhelmingly rejected his popular party. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Barcelona, Spain.
Speaking Friday to reporters in Brussels, where he fled, Puigdemont said that Thursday's regional election opened a new era for the region. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy on Friday rejected a call by Puigdemont to meet. He said he would make an effort to hold talks with the new Catalan government. South Korea launched an investigation Friday into a fire that killed 29 people in the central city of Jaecheon. Steve Miller has the details.
The National Fire Agency said that most of the victims were killed in a sauna Thursday. According to officials, it was a vehicle in the basement parking lot that first caught fire, which then quickly spread to the rest of the eight-story building. In addition, a leg of the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics torch relay was scheduled to pass through Jaecheon Friday, but organizers called it off. Steve Miller, VOA News.
In response to Pyongyang's November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile, the UN Security Council is expected to vote later today on another round of targeted sanctions aimed at imposing even more restrictions on North Korea. If approved, this will be the third round of targeted sanctions imposed by the Security Council this year. President Donald Trump has signed into a law a $1.5 trillion tax overhaul package. Trump touted the size of the tax cut, declaring to reporters in the Oval Office before he signed it Friday that the numbers will speak. It is the first major overhaul of the nation's tax laws since 1986. For all the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.